So this is my attempt at the historical literature. I'm going to be reading The Nightingale and the Rose by Oscar Wilde. She said that she would dance with me if I brought her red roses, cried the young student, but in all my garden there is no red rose. From her nest in the home oak tree, the nightingale heard him, and she looked out through the leaves and wondered. No red rose in all my garden, he cried, and his beautiful eyes filled with tears. Ah, on what little things does happiness depend? I have read all that the wise men have written, and all the secrets of philosophy are mine. Yet for what? Yet for want of a red rose is my life made wretched. Here at last is a true lover, said the nightingale. After night I have sung of him, though I know him not. Night after night I have also told his story of this to the stars. And now I see him. His hair is dark as the hyacinth blossom, and his lips are as the rose of his desire. But passion has made his face like pale ivory, and sorrow has set her seal upon his brow. The prince gives a ball tomorrow night, murmured the young student, and my love will be in the company. If I bring her a red rose, she will dance with me till dawn. If I bring her a red rose, I shall hold her in my arms, and she will lean her head upon my shoulder, and her hand will be clasped in mine. But there is no red rose in my garden. So I shall sit lonely, and she will pass me by. But I will have no heed of me. She will have no heed of me, and my heart will break. Here indeed is the true lover, said the nightingale. What I sing of, he suffers. What is joy to me, and him is pain. Surely love is a wonderful thing, and it is more precious than emeralds, the dearer than one. This is not easy. It is more precious than emeralds and dearer than fine opals. Pearls and pomegranates cannot buy it, nor is it set forth in the marketplace. It may not be purchased of the merchants, nor can it be weighed out in the balance for gold. The musicians will sit in their gallery, said the young student, and play upon their stringed instruments, and my love will dance to the sound of the harp and the violin. She will dance so lightly that her feet will not touch the floor, and the courtiers in their gay dresses will throng round her. But with me she will not dance, for I have no red rose to give her. And he flung himself down in the grass and buried his face in his hands and wept. Why is he weeping? Asked the little green lizard, as he ran past him with his tail in the air. Why indeed, said the butterfly, who was fluttering about after a sunbeam. Why indeed, whispered a daisy to the neighbor, in a soft, low voice. He is weeping for a red rose, said the nightingale. For a red rose, they cried. How very ridiculous, said the lizard, who was something of a cynic, laughed outright. But the nightingale understood their secret of the student's sorrow, and she sat silent in the oak tree and thought about the mystery of love. Suddenly, she spread her brown wings for flight and soared into the air. She passed through the grove like a shadow, and like a shadow, she sailed across the garden. In the center of the grass plot was standing a beautiful rose tree, and when she saw it, she flew over to it and lit upon a spray. Give me a red rose, she cried, and I will sing you my sweetest song. But the tree shook its head. My roses are white, it answered, as white as the foam of the sea, and whiter than the snow upon the mountain. But to my brother who grows round the old sundial, And perhaps he will give you what you want. So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing. Half.